Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. B'schus Rufua Shelema, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
We're learning Meseches Kedushin Afnun Vav. Gemara starts off with the b'raisa Tana Rabbanan, Ein Leichem Behema B'mayis Ma'as Hasheni. You're not allowed to use Ma'as Hasheni to buy a Behema. V'mlakach, and if you bought the Behema, B'shegig, if you bought it B'shegig, you didn't realize it was Ma'as Hasheni. Yach Zedom Lom Kaimam, because it's a Mekach Tais, you wouldn't have bought the Behema. If you would have known that it was Mais, Mais Hasheni, you'd rather bring the Mais to Yerushalayim rather than having to bring the Behema to Yerushalayim. But B'mezid, so then the Mechiri is Chal, and Tal Nevetechel B'makar. So the money is Padli on the Behema, and then you bring the Behema up and eat the Behema in Yerushalayim. That's how the Gemara starts. So why are you not allowed to buy Behema from Mais, Mais Hasheni? And we're dealing with out of Yerushalayim. So Rashi says two times. One Rashi says is the tam v'tzarta kesef biyadecha. The pasuk says v'tzarta kesef biyadecha. And the second is adarabanan degedin, ostensibly shematachesh b'terech aderech. Maybe if you're going to bring the behema up to Yerushalayim, the behema might get weak b'terech aderech. So Tosfos understands Rashi's first tam v'tzarta kesef biyadecha to mean that you need a kesef tzura. The Gemara says above Metziah in the fourth parak, they can't be paid the Ma'is Hasheni on silver, which doesn't have a form, which doesn't have a picture on it, on an asimain, because you need kesef tzura. That's you learn from Metzarta kesef yadecha. So that's why you can't use a behema. That's why you can't buy a behema. So Tosfos asks, that's not the halacha. The halacha is that when you have the actual fruits of Ma'is Hasheni, there you can't be paid on anything except for kesef tzura. Pidya Ma'is Hasheni has to be on money. V'nesata b'kesef, you have to use money. And it says, v'tzarta kesef v'yadecha, you can't just use silver, you have to use money, v'tzarta with a tzura. But once it's already padli on the money, and you have mo'is ma'is hasheni, then you're allowed to buy food with it. Adrabba, the pasuk says, v'nesata kesef v'chol ha'shetav v'nafshcha b'baka b'tzayim b'yayinu b'shecha, you buy food with it. So you can't say you can't buy a behema because of v'tzarta kesef v'yadecha. Also Tosfos asks, the Gemara says above a kama, if someone has mayis in bavel, he has money in bavel, and that money cannot be used in Yerushalayim, so he can't bring up this money to Yerushalayim because it can't be used in Yerushalayim, he should buy a behema in bavel, bring the behema to Yerushalayim, and eat the behema in Yerushalayim. So you see, there's no problem of kesef tzura. Now the Marshal points out that you see klar that it's a different din because kesef tzura is ma'akev in the chilul. Kesef tzura means it's not mechul. Here, the Braisa says clearly, b'mezid, tal v'teichel b'makim, that the chil is chal. If you bought a behema b'mezid, you knew it was ma'is hasheni, so it's not a mekach tais, so then it's chal, and you bring the behema up. So the Mefarshim say, the Kapis Tamarim says this in Sukkah, and other Mefarshim say this, that Rashi doesn't mean the din of kesef tzura. When Rashi says, the ksiv v'tzarta kesef b'yadecha, he's not discussing the din of kesef tzura. He means the whole pasuk. Because it says v'nesata b'kesef, you put down money to be paid to the ma'is hasheni. V'tzarta kesef b'yadecha v'alachta l'amoka imeshivcha Hashem v'nesata kesef b'chol shetav v'nafshecha. So the pasuk says, what do you do with the kesef pidyon? You bring up the kesef to Yerushalayim and you use the kesef for what you need to buy food in Yerushalayim. So l'chayr, the pasuk is teaching you, you don't buy food out of Yerushalayim. The whole point of Pidya Ma'is Hasheni is to be paid to Bekesef and buy the food in Yerushalayim. So there's an Isser. There's an Isser. The Torah gives you instructions what to do with the Kesef. The Torah says, V'tzarta Kesef b'yadecha, and bring it to Yerushalayim. That's what he means. But b'di'evid, once you did it, it's chal. Once you did it, it's chal. Once you took the money and bought the food with it, so Kedushas Ma'is Hasheni does become transferred on the food that you bought. So, Mel, that's why in the case of Bava Kama, where you didn't have anything else you could do with the money, so Mel, love about it's only a din l'chatchila, that you have no etzah, so Mel, you buy the behem in Yerushalayim. Now, Rashi says another time, like we said, shematachesh b'terech aderech. Maybe the behem will get weaker on the trip. So it's not kedai, you're going to lose out on the ma'is hasheni. Tosfos asks, why did Rashi have to say a time, shematachesh b'terech aderech? There's another time which is Mavur in the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says that it's a machloikis shemimeir in the Chachamim if you could buy live animals with the Ma'is Ma'is Hasheni. And the Gemara says, Machlekes is only b'schorim, but by Nekevis, everyone says you cannot buy live animals with it. Because Shemiyigdal Adarim Adarim. Maybe you won't eat the animal right away. If it's a Nekeva, maybe you'll use it to get more vladis. So therefore, you won't eat it right away. And the Torah says you should eat the Maisa right away. So we don't want to have an incentive to keep the behemoth around to get vladis from it. So why did Rashi have to say another time of Shematachish b'tarich haderech when the Gemara in Sukkah says the time of Shemiyagdal Adarim Adarim? That's Vektaisvis. So the Kapis Tamarim there in Sukkah and other Mefarshim also say this Teretz, says the Parsha of the Teretz. The Gemara there says it's not Mischalo, which means even b'dievet it's not Mischalo. And Taisvis over here, on Nevavim and Aleph, the Maslow b'meza tal of a teichel, asks the Kasha, that there it says it's not Mischalo, that means even b'dievet it doesn't work. And here it says, l'chathchili, you can't buy the behema. But b'dievet, it says clearly, b'mezid, tala v'teichel b'makam, you bring up the behema and eat in Yerushalayim. So you see, it does work. So what's the pshat? In that Gemara, it says that it doesn't work because of the gzeri shem yagdol adorim adorim, they made that the pidyon's not chal altogether. Mashenkin and our Gemara, it says, l'chathchili, you can't do it. And b'dievet, you could, as I fractasis. So Taisus answers, in Agamar it says, Amr Avyuda b'medvar murim b'meskav v'lokach t'chil l'shem shlomim. That b'mezid means that you originally bought the animal l'shem shlomim, you're going to buy it to bring as a shlomim. That means we're talking about a behemoth t'mima, which you want to bring as a carbon. A behemoth t'mima that you want to bring it as a carbon is not such a chash Hashem yagdal adarim adarim. Mashengi in Agamar is talking about your behemoth that's a balmum, which can't be brought as a carbon anyway. So they have a chash. It's anyway not a carbon. So you'll wait up. You'll wait up with it. You won't bring it. You won't eat it right away. You'll wait till it could have vladis shemiyagdal adarim adarim. So Taisa says that vice Taisa is epis chash shemiyagdal adarim adarim even by a tmima because chachil it's no good. But it's not such a big chash. They said that it works for the evit. But in Rashi you could say like this. In Rashi you could say if you bounty anyway after mechalik between our Gemara and the Gemara in Sukkah, because our Gemara says that it doesn't work l'chatchila, and b'dievet it works. And the Gemara in Sukkah says it doesn't work b'dievet because of the chash Hashem yagdarim adarim. So Elamai, you'll say like Taisus. That our Gemara is talking about a tam, like Rabbi Huda says, you niskaven to buy it l'shem shlomim, and the male is no problem Hashem yagdal adarim adarim. And that Gemara is talking about a balmum you anyway not bring as a carbon. That's why we're afraid you'll keep it around to get more vadas from it. So Rashi holds, oy bezoy, it's a deichik to mechalik and say, but there still is some chash Hashem yagdol adarim adarim by a behemetama, but it's not such a big chash, so mela, l'chatchila, it's awesome, but the evid, it's good. Rashi holds, no, once, but the evid, it's good. So in them state, by a behemet mima, there's no problem, Hashem yagdol adarim adarim. So you need another tam, why it's awesome, l'chatchila. So that Rashi says, either the tam is that there's exeris akasav that you have to buy the things in Yerushalayim l'chatchila, or the derabbanan is al shematachish b'tarich aderech, but you can't use the din of shemiyagdal adarim adarim. That only applies to balmum, and that is even b'dievid. Mashenkin here with b'dievid, you see it works. So obviously we're talking about a tam. So me'elam nev shemiyagdal adarim adarim. That's why Rashi said a different tam. Now in the ikas stira that Taisus had, that Agamar it says that you're not allowed to buy a behema. But if you buy it with the Eved, the Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni is Chal the Behem, and you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim to eat. And the Gemara in Sukkah says you can't buy a live Behema, and it says it's not Mischal, meaning even with the Eved it's not Mischal. So we just said, Taisus Pshat, that here we're talking about you buying a Behema Tmima, you don't have a Chash Hashem Yagdal Adarim Adarim, because you want to bring it as a carbon. Mashenki in that Gemara is a Balmum. We have a Chash Hashem Yagdal Adarim Adarim, and therefore with the Eved it's not Chal. But there are other Perushim in the Rishayim, the Baal Amor in Sukkah says a very interesting thing. He says that our Gemara is talking about out of Yerushalayim, and that's why b'dievet it's chal, and that Gemara is talking about in Yerushalayim, and I guess the chash Hashem yagdal adarim adarim he holds his dafka when you're buying it in Yerushalayim, and therefore b'dievet it's not chal. So in Chisant, the Asagas Haraivin asks the kasha on the Baal Amor, how could you say in Yerushalayim it's not chal? It's a beferish pasuk. V'nasata kesa b'chol shadav v'nafshecha b'bakar u'batzayin. It says clearly you could buy animals. So how could you say it's not chal in Yerushalayim? Now, l'chayin is kash of the raivet is a shtickl shver, because the Balamor is not saying me the reis is not chal. The Gemara says it's a gzeir, shem yagdol adorim adorim. So Ramo will say, the pasuk's me the reis, me the reis of ad, you're allowed to buy bokeh and saying you're allowed to buy live animals also. V'chazal l'chayish shem yagdol adorim adorim. And Mele Chazal said that you shouldn't buy live animals in Yerushalayim. You have to buy only shkutim. So l'chayin, you see from the raivet, like you say that the Taz says in a few places, the Taz l'mashal in Yerideyim, simen kuf yud zayin sifkat n'alef. The Taz says there, you say that whatever it says mafurish in the Torah lehet the Chazal can aser. There he says that we're talking about the issue of selling treifa things, selling nevelis and treifas. So Taisus brings a raya that if you just happen to have a nevela or treifa, you're allowed to sell it to a guy. He says the pasuk says so. The pasuk says, the pasuk says you could sell a nevela to a guy. Vayis says if you just happen to have a nevela, your animal dies, you're allowed to sell it to a guy. So the Taz asks his kasha and Taisus that if you hold that selling treifus is a deraisa dikadin, so then it's mafurish, the Torah doesn't answer, but chai gam that you just happened to come onto a nevela. But if you're going to say that the is of selling nevelas and treifus are derabanan, so what's the raying from the pasuk? Ayim mechayil lenochri, the pasuk says it's mutter to sell a nevela when you just happen to have one, the is derabanan, the pasuk's going me deraisa. So the Taz says it's yisayin, derabanan would never ask for something that's a mafurish of pasuk that it's mutter. If the pasuk says mafurish, you could do it. Chazal can't answer it. He also says that the Taz is in Arachayim Simon Tafkuf Pei Chesif Katan Hey, where you ask the Kasha, just like we asked it blowing Shafer on Shabbos, or laying the Megillah on Shabbos, or taking a little bit of Esther on Shabbos, because maybe you'll be Maitzi Dalan Amish Yisrabim. So why don't Chazal ask a meal on Shabbos for the same reason? That maybe you'll do Eitzah, maybe you'll carry the knife Dalan Amish Yisrabim. So the Taz says the same Teretz. Because Milan Shamus is often a pasuk that it's, you should do it dafkan Shamus. You learn that from the pasuk of b'yayim hashmini b'yayim afilu b'shamus. Since the pasuk comes and tells you lahed you to do it on Shamus, Chazal can answer it. Shaifer and Luv, the pasuk never said lahed you do it on Shamus. The pasuk Stam said, "Bo Shaifer, take Luv." It didn't say lahed you do it on Shamus. And that Chazal can answer. But the pasuk came and said a special xeris akasa by Mila. B'yayim afilu b'shamus to do the meal on Shamus, the Chazal can't answer. So it sounds like the Raivin is asking a similar shayla. From the Raivin to this Yisayid, that we're about to ask a kash on the Balamor, that the pasuk says when asat the kesef v'chol shetav and afshcha b'baka b'tzayin, that the pasuk mefura says in Yishlaim you could buy a live animal, and them shtei Chazal wouldn't answer it. Chayitz Raivin to the Yisayid of the Taz. The other makayris to this Taz from other Rishayim. There's a Taisa Bam Metzia, Daf Ayin Amid Beis, the Gemara there, we're talking about also, and this is the Rabbanan, to lend the guy Beribis, because maybe Shem Yilma Mimaisav can be doing too much business with him. The Gemara talks about it. So the Gemara has a Kasha on that Isser, it says Lenachi Sashech. So Taisa has a Kasha. What's the Kasha in the Pasuk Lenachi Sashech? I've had the Pasuk saying that it's Mutter, but in the Rabbanan, it's also Shem Mimaisav. Taisus says, "Mamish l'chayy the same you say as the Taz that the Gemara means kaven amr achmano l'rachi sashich l'hayla mechacham lesser. If the pasuk says you can do it, Chazal can't answer it. Al kopanim, that's the Balamor's teretz. Again, we have Taisus teretz that the Gemara in Sukkah that says, but the eved when you buy a behemoth doesn't work. He's talking about a behemoth balas mum, and here we're talking about a behemoth tmima. So you don't have v'chashash shem yagdal adarim adarim. And the Balamor's teretz is the Gemara that's talking about in Yerushalayim. There you have v'chashash." Here we're talking about out of Yerushalayim, you don't have the chash here. In the Rambam brings both Gemara Stam. The Rambam brings the Gemara in Sukkah, he brings it in Perek Dalad of Hilchus Ma'aseh Sheni Halacha Yud, then he says, V'lo yichalam al behem achayev oifim chil lo yikonam ma'aseh, shemigdol adorim, and that's the Gemara in Sukkah. And then he brings our Gemara in Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Zayin, and he doesn't make any chilik between the Tam and the Balmum. And he doesn't seem to make a chil between in Yerushalayim and out of Yerushalayim. So the Kabbas Tamayim says that the Rambam holds another chiluk, that when you do it derech chilul, then they said even with the Eved it doesn't work. But when you do it derech mechira, that you're buying it there, they didn't want to cancel the meicher, they didn't want to chap in the meicher, that he has to take back his behema. And male they said with the Eved, the money is chal, the money is ois ma'aseh sheni, and the behema, you have to bring up to Yerushalayim. So, good, we have three chalukim. Why over here B'di'evet it's chal, and the Gemara in Sukkah, but it says that if you pay the ma'aseh sheni and live behema, it's not chal even b'di'evet. Tosfos makes the chal between the Baal Mum and the Tam. The Baal Amor makes the chal between in Yerushalayim and out of Yerushalayim. And the Kappas Tamarim and other Mepharshim learn in the Rambam, there's a chilek if you're doing it derech chilul or derech mechira. And now let's go weiter. The Braisa continues, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Bamedvar Mamur b'miskav v'lokach tchilu l'shem shlamim. And that the Braisa had said b'mezid, when you bought the behema b'mezid and you mechal the money on the behema, and you can now take the behema and bring it to Yerushalayim, is dafka when you miskaven yibura l'shem shlomim. Av miskaven l'hoitzi mois mais hasheni l'chulin, if you miskaven to bring out the mois mais hasheni to be chulin, be m'sheg be m'mezid yagzu domum kaiman, in both cases, the money should go back to the lekeach, and the mecha should take the behema back. So as a machlegis yishayim is tup shatim in this gemara, what does it mean, miskaven l'hoitzi mois mais hasheni l'chulin? Rashi learns that in both cases, you wanted to be mechal the mayis on the behema. You bought the behema in order to mechal the mayis on the behema. The mayis should be chulin b'yana meicher. Now, the case of mezid in the Tanakhama was that you intended to bring the behema up to Yerushalayim and bring it as a shlamim. But miskaven v'hait lahitzi mayis mayis sheni l'chulin means that you wanted to be mechal the mayis on the behema, but you eat the behema here. You're not going to use the behemah b'teiris ma'aseh sheni. You're going to be over on the halacha of eating ma'aseh sheni chutz Yerushalayim and be mechal the ma'aseh on the behemah and still eat the behemah here. So Rashi says, in that case, we give a knas to the meicher. Since the meicher was ayvan lifnei iver, he sold the behemah to somebody with ma'aseh sheni, even though he knew that the person was going to be eating the behemah here. So he gave somebody a behemah to mechal his mois ma'aseh sheni on, even though he was going to be over on the isser of eating ma'aseh sheni chutz Yerushalayim. So we give him a knas and we tell him that the mech is not niskayim, you have to return the money and take the behema back. And the mois becomes ma'aseh sheni again. The whole mechach is nizbatel, the mois becomes ma'aseh sheni again. So Tosfos asks a number of kashas on Rashi. One of the kashas he asks is that Rashi says that the meicher is over on lifnei iver l'sitel mikshol by giving him a behema. The meicher is giving him a behema schulin. He's just allowing him to take the mois mais hasheni and be mechal it on his behema. But why is that lifnei iver l'sitel mikshol? He could buy any behema for that. The klal by lifnei iver l'sitel mikshol is it has to be trei iver dinar. The Gemara says it by a nazir, that if you give a nazir a kais yayin, it's lifnei iver, it's dafka when it's on two sides of a river. The nazir had no access to the kais shel yayin without you, and he wouldn't be able to drink the wine without you, and you bring him the kais shel yayin, she'eva lifnei iver. Ma'ashege v'tzchad iver denari, he could have gotten it without you, you happen to pass it to him, so then you're not eva lifnei iver. So here also, he could buy any behema, by selling him my behema, it should not be considered lifnei iver, because he could have bought a different behema from someone else. So why should we cancel the meicha? He wasn't evil if neither. So to answer Rashi, there's a yidua de gemishna lemelech. It's in Perek Dalad Milchus Mal V'Loy V'Alach Amez. The Mishna Lemelech there discusses, it says that anyone who lends beribis is evil if neither. Because you're not allowed to borrow beribis. Anyone who lends beribis is evil if neither because he caused that the leiva should borrow beribis. So the Mishna Lemelech brings an achron that says that if he could borrow ribbis from someone else, you're not even lifnei iver, because that's chayiv dinara, that's chayiv dinara. He could have borrowed the money beribbis from someone else, so you're not even lifnei iver for lending him beribbis. But Zakta Mishnah Lamelech, no. You only say the svara of chayiv dinara when the person could do it by himself, and the person can get the issa without any help. But if the person could get the issa because someone else would be even lifnei iver, let's say it's chayiv dinara. But if you wouldn't give it to him, so someone else would give it to him. That doesn't make it that you're not evil lifnei iver. If the only way he could get it is by somebody being evil lifnei iver, so anyone who does it is evil lifnei iver. So the man lefi zeh, even though he could buy a behemoth from someone else, but then that person will be evil lifnei iver. Whoever he buys a behemoth from is evil lifnei iver. So that wouldn't make him not be evil lifnei iver. It sounds like Tosfos didn't hold like the Mishnah Lamelech. Unless you could say a svara, maybe you could buy the behemoth without telling the person that it's Mois Mais Hasheni. He has an etza. But Al Kabanim and Rashi could say to Mishnah Lamelech that the fact that he could buy it from someone else doesn't make it Oislef Neivet. Also, like the Achrayim point out, even if it's not Lefneivet Deiraisa when it's Chadev Adonar, but it is Lefneivet Derabanan, Minderabanan, you're not allowed to give him even when it's Chadev Adonar. It's before that way in Mesech Nesavai Dezer Davav. So either way, it's going to be Al Kapanim and Issa Derabanan. So maybe they gave him a Knesset being over on Issa Derabanan of Lefneivet. Of Mesiel Deivri Aveir, Rashi Lefneivet, maybe is Lavdafka the Deiraisa Dikal Lefneivet. Now, Tosis has another kasha on Rashi, that if you're going to say that he b'mezid means that he's intending to be mechal the mayis on the behema, but the mezid is that he wanted to eat the behema out of Yerushalayim, so now Chazal are making a knas and giving him back the money, and now the behema is no longer kadesh. How could Chazal do that? You're being oiked of him in a tayr, become vasei. You're taking a behema that has kedushas ma'aseh sheni mideraisa. And with the Rabbanan, you're saying it does not have Kedusha's Ma'aseh Sheni. The Kedusha goes back to the mice. How does that work? Midereisa, the Behemah has Kedusha's Ma'aseh Sheni. How can Chazal be Mafkir, the Kedusha of the Behemah? So Melo Taisus holds, and this is how Rav Rishonim understand the Pshat in the Gemara, that the two cases are like this. If he buys the Behemah with the intention of being Mechal the mice and the Behemah, then even though you're not allowed to do it like we explained before, why? But the evidence chal, and you eat the behemah in Yerushalayim. My saying if you buy the behemah, and the intention is that the mayis should not be mischal on the behemah. You're buying the behemah with the intention that the mayis should not be mischal on the behemah. And the mayich is supposed to take the money up to Yerushalayim. So there, Chazal said that you can't do it, and the Meicher has to give back the money. And the reason is because Chazal did not think that the Meicher is really going to bring the money up to Yerushalayim. Because since normally when you sell something for someone with Meis Ma'aseh Sheni, normally it's the Schal on that thing that you sold it to, and you don't have to bring the money to Yerushalayim. So here, even though you made up, it's not going to be the Schal on the Behema, but still the Meicher is going to think that this Meis, the Ma'aseh Sheni went off it, he's not going to bring it up to Yerushalayim. That's why Chazal was machmer in him that he has to give back the money. But lefi zeh, it's not shver at all the kasha. How could they be mefkir the kedusha for keret? There is no afkas kedusha here. That's the point. If he means to be mefkir the kedusha and put on the behemah, so the halacha is that b'di'evid the mechir is chal and the behemah has kedusha ma'aseh sheni. He has to bring tal v'teichel b'makom. He has to bring up the behemah to Yerushalayim. But meskaven lahitzi ma'is ma'aseh l'chulin is a pshat. That he's selling the behemah specifically that it should not be neschal on the behemah, and the mayis should remain ma'aseh sheni. So male, it's not a problem that the behemah is chulin; it's supposed to be chulin. The vart is the mayis maker, and then the mayich is supposed to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it. But Chazal don't think he'll do it. That's why Chazal say, give back the mayis to the lekech, take back the behemah, and let the lekech bring the mayis to Yerushalayim. Now the Shitul and Eidel Lemi points out that this eifin of giving the mice and selling the behemoth that way, without being mechalit, Rishit Leinayd Lami holds, it's only Rabbi Yehuda L'shitas that holds the Maisa Sheni is mum and hedit, so merely you could do it that way. Since the Maisa Sheni is mum and hedit, it's not mum and gavaya, so you could give the Maisa Sheni to someone else and take the behemoth and not be mechal the mice on the behemoth. Now, Shengen Rabbi Meir that holds the Maisa Sheni is mum and gavaya, so just like you can't be Mekadosh and Ishu with Ma'aseh Sheni, Hu Adin, you can't buy a behemoth with Ma'aseh Sheni only if you're doing it there a chil. Chil, as the Torah says, it could be a oifen of chil, that the Ma'aseh Sheni, the Mois Ma'aseh Sheni, should go on the behemoth, and now the behemoth belongs to the Lekech, just like the Mois belonged to the Lekech, not it really belongs to him, it's Mamon Gavaya, but the Pshat is he has a schus tzit in Yerushalayim, and the Mois will now be chulim b'yad ha-meicher. But to give over the Mois, that they should remain Kaddish B'Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni B'Yana Meicher, you can't transfer them to the Meicher. Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Gavayahu. It's only Rabbi Yehuda L'shitasa holds you could do it. So this really we can answer the Rambam. The Rambam, in Perek Zayin Halacha Yed Zayin and Ma'aseh Sheni, he brings down the Halacha that when you do a B'mezid, Talav Atayachal B'makam, and he doesn't make this Chilik, that if you Meskavan L'hoitzi Ma'is Ma'aseh L'chulin, the Din is Yachzor Dom L'mkayman. So I think some of Farshim learn that he holds a view that's arguing on the Tanakhama. Tanakhama said, Echad Shegev, Echad Mezid. And view that's coming to argue on me Mechalit between Mezid when you neskaven lechel neskaven lokach tchil l'shem shlamim or neskaven leitz yimayis lechulin, which means, according to Taisus, if you planned on transferring the mice to the behema, or you wanted the mice to stay mice sheni. But the Tanakhama doesn't make a chilek. But the Shidl Eidel Lami is saying even better. We who hold the mice sheni mam and gavaya, the Raman passes mice sheni mam and gavaya, it's b'chol matcheich a case where the mice will remain chulin biyada meicher. You can't transfer to the meicher if you hold mice sheni mam and gavaya. It's only Rabbi Yehuda Lishitasa holds mice sheni mam and hedyet that you could transfer to the meicher. Al Kopanim, we mentioned Taisus Kasha and Rashi, that Rashi holds in both cases you're trying to transfer the Mayis onto the Behemoth, but the site of Miskavon Lahitzi Mayis Maisa Lechulim means that you're planning on eating the Behemoth out of Yushalayim. And Memel Al Tzeknas, we say the Mech is not Chal, and therefore the Domim Golem Kaiman, and its Mashman at the Pshat is, and the Behemoth is no longer Kedushas Maisa. The Kedusha goes back to the Mois. So Taisus asks, how does Chazal do that? The Chayyah being Eikadav Minatar, Midir Aisa, the Behemah is Meiser. So the Mepharshim asks, we had mentioned before the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin says that if you buy a Behemah, if you mechal Mois on a Behemah, even with the Yevit, it's not Chal. And we said before the Chilak, Taisus learns the Chilak that we're talking about a Behemah, Balas Mum, you're afraid Shem Yigdal Adarim Adarim, and may leave with the Yevit, it's not Chal. Here we're talking about a behemoth tmima, you don't have such a big shash, so maybe with the evidence chal. But over there, we said even with the evidence not chal. So what's Taisus Kasha and Rashi that learns that when you buy a behemoth, al das not to eat the behemoth in Yushalayim, al tzeknas we say even with the evidence not chal, and Taisus is how could Chazal do it? According to Taisus, the same thing should be shver in the Gemara in Sukkah. When you buy a behemah balas mum, we have the shash Hashem yagdol adarim adarim, and we also say b'di'evit it's not chal. So why don't you have the same kasha there? So the Marshal learns up in the Taisus before, with the Gemara and Sukkah, that b'di'evit it's not chal. The Marshal says that the pshat is, avada de mois retain its kedusha. I mean, the other way, avada de behemah, we say, gets the kedusha of the mois. But the Chazal is saying the mois also have to retain the Kedusha. So they're both Kaddish. That's what it means it's not Mischal. If you go Mechalon on a Behemah, we make a Knas, the Behemah, of course, Behemah becomes Kaddish, that's Midereisa, that Chazal will never Mefkiah. But the mois also stay Kaddish. The mois remain Kaddish also, they both become Kaddish. That's good for the Knas. So Chazal will never Mefkiah the Kedusha from the Behemah. What Chazal did was, they said the Kedusha bin Rabbana remains on the mice. So, Mel, it's very good, the Taisus. The Gemara in Sukkah, when they said, Eimischalin, that just means that the mice remain with the Kedusha. But the Behemah Avada gets the Kedusha, they never took it off. Mashenken, here when they're saying, Echad Shegig, Echad Mezid, Yagzu Dom Kaiman. And my Shegig, which is Mekach Tai, certainly the whole Mekach is Batal. And certainly the Kedusha, it doesn't go on the behemah altogether. So by mazid, it sounds like they're doing the same thing all day, the knas. And they're making that the mois golem kaiman, and the mois have kedushas maisa sheni, and the behemah does not. So they are being mafgir, the kedusha from the behemah, that's what Taisus had a shreka and a rashi, how could Chazal do such a thing? That's why Taisus learns that in this case, you b'chal weren't mechavin to transfer the kedusha from the mois to the behemah like we explained. But the Marshal doesn't learn like the Marshal. The Marshal argues on the Marshal and the Taisus before. The Marshal says, Avada de Pshat in the Gemara and Sukkah is that the whole Chil is not Chal and the Behem is not Kaddish. How could Chazal do it? Zog the Marshal, because Hefker Bez and Hefker. Hefker Bez and Hefker can make that the Chil shouldn't be Chal. A Sefer HaMakna is a little bothered. It's a Bishleim in the case where he's buying a Behem with Mois Meiser. So Hefker Bez and Hefker can mevatel the Mecher Mikol v'Kol. And the mail of the transfer didn't happen. Mashenka there, it's Mashmi, you're just being mechalit. You're just being mechalit. It doesn't say that you're buying it. Good, I miss Shver. I think the Mashah held that any time you're having a monetary transaction, you're using money to transfer the Kedusha, Chazal have a kayachai de hefke bezen hefke, to make that the monetary transaction shouldn't be chal. It's an inyan from Mammon. Chazal are in charge of the Mammon, hefke bezen hefke, and the mail it's not chal. So the Marshal is taka bothered. So if over there we say hefker bezen hefker, and that's why it's not chal, So what's Taisus Kasha Rashi over here? Then when B'mezid, he wants to eat the behemah out of Yushalayim, we say it's not chal. Why don't you say the same hefker bez and hefker? So the Rasha says it sounds like a shtikl deichik that Taisus held that al sechshash shem yagdal adarim adarim. The Chazal would use the hefker bez and hefker to make it that it shouldn't be chal. Mashenkin stamot zaknas v'lufnei either. Chazal not going to use the hefker bez and hefker to make it shouldn't be chal. Shtikl shrem eichet Taisus. Why not? Balakapanim in Rashi l'chay you could learn like the Marasha. To answer Rashi, how it's not chal, the Marasha says he is saying that hefke bez and hefke can make that the mechira is not chal, that the pidyon is not chal. Especially here we're talking about mechira. So hefke bez and hefke can mevatel the mechira mikol v'kol, and meila the pidyon is not chal, and meila the chil is not chal. It's not a kasha hefke chazal b'yekadavim in a teir. And now let's go right up. The Gemara asks on this, Vanan Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'mezit Kiddush. The Gemara asks the Kasha, this Braisa from our Mishnah. This Braisa says, Rabbi Yehuda holds, when you mechaven, lohitzi mois, maise sheni l'chulin, it's yarzu dom l'kaiman. And our Mishnah says, when you mechadish or maise sheni, the Kedushin is chal. So according to Taisus, the Kasha is very good. Taisus learns that the Yisaidim Eschavim Lahitzi Mois Maise Sheni L'chulin is whenever you're buying a behemah and you're not being mechavim to mechal the Mois on the behemah, so now the Meicher gets the Mois Maise Sheni. Chazal said the Meicher has to give back the Mois Maise Sheni and take back the behemah because we're afraid that the Meicher won't take the money and bring it up to Yushlaim. He'll think that the money is chulin, even though he specifically made up that the Mois is not going to be mechul on the behemah. So Mela, it's a direct question. In the Mishnah, you give Mois Maise Sheni to an Isha for Kedushin. So she's like the Meicher, she's getting the Mois for Kedushin. And yet we say the Kedushin is Chal, she does not have to give back the Mois. Why don't we say that that Chazal should say that the Mekach is Batal, the Kedushin is Batal, because maybe she won't go to Yushalayim with the Mois. So that the Gemara says, that an Isha knows that the Mois doesn't become a Chal by Kedushin. There's nothing with Mechal on. By the Meicher, even though you made us specifically that it won't be Mischal on the behemah, but still the Meicher thinks that the money that Kedusha goes off the Mois. So Mela, he won't bring the money to Yushalayim, and that's why Chazal had to say to Mekach Chazreza, so he should give the money back to Lekach, take back the behemah, because he's not going to bring the money to Yushalayim. Ashenkin the Isha, she knows that the money doesn't go off the Mois when he Mekadesh Nisha has nothing to go on, and Mela, Chazal were not mevatel the Mekach. Now that the Gemara asks from the case of Behemoth Tmeya, Avadim and Karkois, where there also you find the Knas, that if you buy Behemoth Tmeya, Avadim Karkois, the Mois Maisa Sheni, and the Mois Avad is not Neschal on the Behemoth Tmeya and the Avadim Karkois, and still you see there's a Knas that you have to be Yechel Kenegdan. Why don't you say that everybody knows? So the Gemara says, Einechanami. You don't say everybody knows. And Namal, if you Mekadesh and Isha with Mois Maisa Sheni, she would not be Mekadeshes. The only case is Mekadesh is by Isha Chaveir, who happens to know. And Isha is a Chaveir, she knows Halachis. So she happens to know. So Melu, the Chazal weren't geyser on her. Mashen came, when you buy from a Meicher, we're talking about a Meicher that doesn't know. And therefore, Chazal were geyser that the Mekach should be batal. According to Rashi, it's not Mamish exactly the same case. That's what Tosfos points out. According to Rashi, the case where Rabbi Yehuda says that the Mekach is batal is when you were mechaven to mechal the mice on the behema, and it becomes mechal on the behema, but you're planning on eating the behema in out of Yerushalayim, and that's why Chazal were geyser and said that it's not chal. Hashengim by the Isha, Avadu the mice sheni does not go off the mice, but the Gemara still thought that Hayasi giving mice sheni to an Isha, or to the case by the behema, Tmeya, and the Avadim and the Karkois, and the Mois is not going to go off, so it's assumed that the Meicher is not going to eat in Yushalayim. So just like Chazal were geyser in our case, where the Mois, the Kedusha, does go on to the Behemah, but since you're not planning on bringing the Behemah to Yushalayim, Chazal made a din as Mevatel the Mekach, so here also by Kedushin, and by Behemah Tmei Avadim and Karkois, where the Mois, where the Kedusha does not go off the Mois, but Al-Kopanim, in this case the Meicher, or the Isha, is not going to bring the money to Yushalayim. So also Chazal should be geyser to Mevatel the Mekach, and that the Gemara says Ein Echanami, but it's Isha Chaveira. The Ritva is a very interesting pshat in the Gemara's Kasha, though. The Ritva is a new pshat. The Ritva says that the Gemara's Kasha is that the Gemara thought the reason why the Kedushin works when you Mekadosh Nisha with Mois Maisa Sheni B'Mezid is because the Kedusha goes off the Mois. The reason why the Kedushin is Chal is because the Kedusha's Maisa Sheni is off the Mois. Even when you being Mekadosh Nisha, the Gemara thought in our Mishnah it's Mavur that when you Mekadosh Nisha B'Mezid, B'Sheigig, it's a Mekach Tais, because you didn't want the Kedusha to go off the Mois. But you do it B'Mezid, so that's the way it works. The Kedusha's Maisa Sheni goes off the Mois. That's what the Gemara thought in the Havman. Now, it's a bit strange what the Havman is. Why should the Gemara think that it should go out L'chulin if you take Mois Maisa Sheni and you Mekadosh Nisha with it? Why should the Gemara think it goes out L'chulin? Akadekach, the Gemara asks the Kasha that who would then when you buy a Behema, even if you make up clearly that the Kedusha's Maisa Sheni should not go on the Behema, the Gemara also thinks it should go out L'chulin. What would be the Havman that goes out L'chulin? I mean, the Gemara's teretz is that no, it doesn't go out L'chulin. The reason why the Kedushin is Chal is because the Isha knows it's Mois Maisa Sheni and she doesn't mind. She'll take it, she'll eat in Yushalayim. But what exactly was the Havman that should go out L'chulin? What was the Pshat in the Gemara's Havman? Memes is a little bit Shver, but you do find in the Rambam also says, Shver Alach, it's in Perig Zayin, and Elchaz Maisa Sheni, Alach Yadal. The Rambam says, L'keich Mayim U'melach, O'peris M'chuborim, if you buy water, salt, which you learn out from the pasuk, when asata kesef b'chol she'tav v'nafshecha b'bakar b'tzayim b'yayin u'b'sheicher, there's a klal u'prada klal that has to be pre gdulei karka, water and salt you can't buy with kesef maisa sheni. And also, if you buy peris mechubarin, you buy peris that are attached, or perish in Imchel Magil Yushalayim, you buy perish out of Yushalayim, a perish that cannot come to Yushalayim, loikana amaiser, afal pisha yatsu amoyis lechulin. The perish don't get Kedushas Maiser, the Mayim, the Melach, the perish Mechuborim, the perish in Imchel Masayim do not get Kedushas Maiser, and the Mois go out lechulin. A very, very shrey halacha. I mean, by Behemoth Tmei Avadim Gakois, the Mois don't go out lechulin. But by Mayim and Melach, and Peris Mechubarim, and Peris Shenichayel Magilu Shalayim, it does go out L'chulin. That was the Mepharshim Abadid. Where did Ram get this from? What's the pshat in this halacha? What's the pshat that the Mois go out L'chulin if it's not being Mechul on the Peris? I saw in the Derech Amunah from Abchaim Knievsky, he says a pshat that even though these Peris cannot get Kedushas Maisa Be'etzim because it's not Primi Pi Gdulei Karka, it's Mayim, it's Melech, but since it is a food and it is technically shayach for them to be Maisa Sheni, l'mashal, you take the Mayim and Melech and add oil to it, then it could then you could be by b'mayis Meiser. Or perish mechabarim, you could be Teilishnem. Or perish enim chayel magil Yushalayim, he says maybe you can make Yushalayim bigger. So since they technically could be used as Maisa Sheni, it's not like b'metmei and avadim kakayis, which are b'chol not food, which can't be used for Maisa Sheni altogether. These have an upset, but their potential Maisa Sheni, so the Mois could be Mechul on them, even though they won't retain Kedusha's Maisa Sheni. It'll be like Maisa Sheni that got ruined, which loses the Kedusha. So Shver Halacha Al Kaponim, you do find even Halacha L'Maisa that there's such a thing that you could buy something with Mois Maisa Sheni, and that could make the Kedusha go off the Mois, even though it's not Chal on the thing that you buy. Habisul Shver, but that's how the Ritva learns the Havman of the Gemara. The Havamina that asked the Kasha for Kedusha Isha, because the Havamina thought that you see in that Mishnah that even if the Mois, even if the Kedusha is not Mechul on what you're buying, but still the Kedusha goes off the Mois. Now, the Gemara had brought in this Mishnah of Ein Leichem Behema Tmei Avadim Kakais Mois Maisa Sheni Afil Bishalayim Vemlokach Yechel Kenegdon. And if you buy with Mois Maisa Sheni Behema Tmei Avadim Kakais, you should eat Kenegdon the Mois Maisa Sheni. Rashi says you should take mice and say, wherever the mice is, they should be mechul on these mice, and then you have to bring up your mice to Yushalayim. And the Gemara says, why? We said before, by the case by the Behema, where you were meskaven lahitzi mice, mice l'chulim, we said before the lacha was yakshu domu from kaiman, the mecha should return the money to the kech. So how come we can't say here also that when you buy Behema t'mei avadim kakais, you should return the money to the lekech? So the Gemara says, Amr Shmuel kishabarach. Shmuel says we're talking about where he ran away. The Meicher isn't here anymore. In other words, even by Behemoth, Tmei Avadim Kakais, the Halach is he has to return the money to the Meicher, and the Mekach is Chayzer. But where that can't be done, the Meicher is not here, he ran away, so then you take your own money, and you mechal the mice that are beyond the meicher onto the mice that are in your hands, and that's how you take care of the problem. So this is true. Sai according to Rashi, Sai according to Tosis. The knas that Chazal made when you buy b'hem t'mei avonim kakoyis with mois maisa sheni is because the mois maisa sheni remain mois maisa sheni b'yad the meicher, and we're assuming that the meicher will not take it up to Yerushalayim. So that's why Chazal said if he's still here, it's a mekach tois, the money is chayzer, the keach gets back, the money he has to bring him up to Yerushalayim. But if he's barach, then the Chazal said another thing the keach has to do, he has to be mechal with the kedusha of the mois maisa sheni b'yad the meicher, our mice that are in his hand, and bring them to Yerushalayim. So Taiz asks Akasha, how could you be mechal the mice on money at his hand? There's a din of Gezel and Isyashu Abalim, Shneim and Nechayel Makdishai, Zelefi Shein and Shalai, Zelefi Shein and Bishusai. If someone steals something from you, you can't be Makdishai, even though it's yours, but it's not Bishusai. So who a din, if someone steals, let's say, Peris Maisa Sheini from you, you can't be mechal them, they ain't a bishusai. So first, the Gemara in Bava Kama, and Daf Samaches, the Gemara says that this woman, Netter Avaya, which has the same din as Maisa Sheni, the fourth year of a tree, the fruit get the same din of Maisa Sheni. You have to bring them up to Yishlaim, or you have to be paid to them. So the Gemara says that if people would steal the Paris Maisa Sheni, so that Snuin from people would take money and say, whatever Paris of Netter Avaya was stolen, should be nifta on these mice. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan holds he can't do it. That goes like Rish Lakish, that doesn't hold the problem of Eina B'shusai. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, that's how he passed and holds of a problem of Eina B'shusai, so they can't be paid to the mice that's on the payers that was stolen. Because they didn't have Eina B'shusai. So in fact, the Rivam, Taisus brings down the Rivam, so how could you be paid to the mice, how could you be mechal the mice in the hands of the meicher on the mice in your hands? It's ain't a b'shusai. So the Rivaz Mahalach is that ain't a chanam, you can't. It's a knas. It's a knas. If someone steals your payers or your money, and someone has your money and you can't get it back, it's ain't a b'shusai. You can't be paid it. You can't be mechal the kedushas mice, the sheni of the mice on your mice, because you're being paid this thing. It's ain't a b'shusai. Here it's a knas. It doesn't really help for that mice, but Chazal made a knas on you. Because you gave Mais Maisa Sheni to someone that won't necessarily bring it to Yerushalayim, so you have to, midrabanan, transfer the Kedusha onto your Mais, so that will stay on his Mais, and then you have to bring your Mais to Yerushalayim. That's the Rivaz Mahalach. But Taisus brings Rabbeinu Meir that holds no. That here you could do it, because it's a schus. It's a schus gomer, zach aladim shleib lefanav. Just like the Gemara says in the Dorim, you could be turned from your payers and someone else's payers. It's a schus, zach aladim shleib lefanav. Here also it's a schus. You could be mechal. But by the case it's snuin, the pshat is it's not his. That's what he makes the chiluk. And now Gemara, when you buy behemoth tmei avadim kakois, that money you weren't supposed to give it to him, but once you gave it to him, it's his. So now he has mois maisa sheni. Chazal is saying that he's not going to bring it to Yerushalayim. So Chazal wanted to be paid that he wanted mechal the kedusha of his mois unto your mois. So it doesn't matter that it's not your money or it's not b'shusai. You're like his shliach. Schiyim itam shlichus. You're like his shliach. You could be paid the money just like he could be paid the money. It's a schus gomer for him. All you're doing is you're taking away his this, you're taking away his aveira. Then you're allowed to do it. Mashengi by the tznuim, by the case where they took the net derivai, there the payers belong to you. But there ain't a b'shusai, so neither you nor the ganav could be paid to them. You both can't do it. By you it's ain't a shloi, by him it's ain't a b'shusai. In our case, when you bought behemoth tmei avadim kakois, the guy himself who has the money, it's his money, it's b'shusai, either he could be mechal the mois. Now since he could be mechal the mois, so anyone else in the world can be mechal the mois because it's a schus for him, and zach l'adam shloi b'fanav. Mashain Cain, when you have a ganav that stole mice, so even though it's a schus, but you can only be zeicha, you could be zeicha, means you could be a shlich for something that he could do. Here, no one could be paid it. The balam can't be paid it because it's ain't a b'shusai. The ganav can't be paid it because ain't a shalai. No one else could be paid it. They can't be a schus, they can't make a schus for anyone because no one could do it. so no one could do it, so no one could be zeich of anyone. You could only be zeich in something which he himself could do. Here, where the meicher himself could do it, the meicher himself can mechal the meis, so then you could be zeich of the meis for him. Now, Shein Kain, by the case in Bava Kama, where someone stole the neter of Ai, it belongs to the Bailam, and it's Bershus, the Gazlan. The Gazlan can't be Mechalik Hosein Shalai. The Balam can't be Mechalik Hosein Bishusai. It doesn't pass the parish of Schia, because Schia could only work if the Balam himself could do it. So what's Pshat in the Riva? Why does the Riva hold that you can't do it? The Rabbeinu Meir says, in our case, you could do it without Schia, because since the Meicha could do it, so Mela, the Lekeach could do it without Schia. Why does the Riva hold that he can't do it? So I think a Pasha de Zach, Taizim Bava Kama Daf Samaches, he asks a Kasha, he says, I have a Raya from this Gemara, from this Mishnah, it's a Mishnah Maisa Sheni here, brought down here in Kedushin, that you could be Mechal Maisa Sheni even if it's not yours, because I see here clearly, that when someone buys Behem Etmei Avodim and Kakais, what's, so the Lekech could be paid the Mechal, the Mais, Piana Mecha. So you see, even if it doesn't belong to Kim Mechal, that's Taisus Asakasha. So he doesn't ask the Kasha because it's Eina Bishusa. He asks the Kasha because it's Eina Shaloi. That's Taisus Kasha. So Taisus says, in that case, it does belong to the Lekech. Because since if he would not have run away, the din is the Mekach is Chayzer. So when you buy behemoth may have anim kakais, the halach is that it's not chal the mekach. The halach is it's no deal. So what's the mice? The mice belongs to you. So come dice, the mice is like a gazlan. He has your money. So mele, since it belongs to you, tzak taisis the embavakama, and mele you could be paid it. I it's ain't a bishusai. So he says that mishnah is going like the tznuim. It's going like the mandiyama that you don't need bishusai. And then he says, a time of knas. So I see, he said, this to come achleikis, taisis the mavakama, and the Rabbeinu Meir here. Rabbeinu Meir here assumes that when you buy behemet mea vodim and karkois, if the guy's not here, he's barach, then the deal is kayim, and the money really belongs to him, and he could be mechalit, it's his. So then Rabbeinu Meir says, anyone can mechalit al tzchia. Mashengen, taisis the mavakama is naming on, that it doesn't belong to the Meicher. It still belongs to Lekeach. That says, they didn't make a chiller between Barach and Lei Barach. That by Barach, the pshat is, they made that the Mekach should be Kayim, and by Lei Barach, they said it's Batal. They always said it's Batal. The Mekach is Batal. So why not just give back the money? Teretz says he's not here to give back the money. But the money still doesn't belong to him. And that's Meduyik in Teretz, because Teretz doesn't ask the Kash, Hagi Mechal, it's not yours. Teretz only asks the Kash, Hagi Mechal, it's not Beshusai. So Taisus, the Riva, I think, is naming on that it is his. And it belongs to Lekeach. Ne avakash aveinu b'shusai. So Mela, you can't answer that you could do it al tzchia. It's mamish the same case of snuin. It belongs to Lekeach. It's now b'shus the meicher. No one could do it. So Taisus says it has to be, it's only a knas. Betzim, you can't be mechalit. It's a knas to pretend that you're mechalit. So you have to take equivalent mice to Yushalayim. Now Shengen Rebbeinu Meir clearly holds no. When it's Loi Barach, then they said the Mechir is Matal. Then you have to give back the money. But when it was Barach, they said the Mechir is Kayim. It belongs to the Meicher. And therefore, the Lekeach could be Mechalit al Tzchia. Because since the Meicher can be Mechalit, because it's both Shalei and Meshusai, so anyone can Mechalit al Zachalanim Shalei Befana. Now, the Ritva over here also names on, the Ritva also names on that it doesn't belong to the Meicher. He says it's a Mekach Tais, it doesn't belong to the Meicher, it belongs to the Lekech. And he also asked the Kashan, like Taisus asked, how could the Lekech be paid in Ayat Seine B'Shusai? So he says a very big Chiddush. He says that Be'etzim, the Meicher wouldn't mind giving back the money. He happens not to be here. But the Mekach is not Chal, so Be'etzim, he would give back the money and take the behemoth. No, he's not here. So Mamela Zakdeb, it's not the Pshat, he's a Gazlan, he wants to keep Yen his money. He just doesn't know that he has to give it back. So Mamela Oyvazay, the money blimes a Pekadin. The money blimes like a Pekadin. It doesn't blime a Gzela. Ain't it Beshusa is Dafka when someone's stealing it from you. But when someone has the money, even though you're not going to get it back, but since he would bets and give it back, if he would know about it, that's called a Pekadin. And Mamela, you can be Mechalin it. A Gazlan is different. a gazlan, even if you tell him to give it back, he won't listen. He would listen to give it back. So Mele, it's called b'shusay. The Ksais brings this down in Simen Shin and Dalad. The Ksais there is mefabel about this machloikis teizin ritva. If you have somebody that be'etzim would give it back, if he would know about it, he just happens not to know that he's a ganav, does that make an ene b'shusay? He brings a raya to the tzad of Taisus that it's ene b'shusay. Al Kapanim said, this is not so as a sugya. Both the Ritva and the Riva in Taisus Neman, that it does not belong to the Lekeach, like Taisus says, does not belong to the Meichel, like Taisus says in Mavakam Meklar. And that's why they have this kash, it's ene b'shusay. How can be Mechal? You can't be Mechal, because it's ene b'shusay. Lekeach can't be Mechal, it's ene b'shusay. The Meichel wouldn't be able to Mechal, because ene shalai. But there's a problem of ene b'shusay. Taisim Mavakama answers that we're going like the Tznuin, that holds as long as it belongs to you, you can be Mechal, even though it's ene b'shusay. And the Riva says that it's just a knas. The chil won't work, it's just a knas. And the Ritva says that a gazlan who wants to keep it no matter what, that makes it ene b'shusay. But here, he would give it back if you would tell him, because he's ran away, so he doesn't know that he has to give it back. That's like a b'kod, and that's called b'shusay. Mashenken Rabbeinu Meir, he holds it, no. Chazal only will mevatel the mechira when he's here. Then they said he has to give the money back. When he's not here, they were mevatel the mechira, so the money belongs to him. It's shaloi and b'shusay. So he'd be able to mechal. Once he could be mechal, so then the lekeach could also be mechal. Al tzach l'adam shloi b'fanav. One more nekuda. In the sugi of Kitchi Begezel, we spoke about it. The Beis Shmuel says, if the isha steals money from an ish, and the ish says, can I be mekadesh you with that money that you stole from me? And the isha says, yes, you could. The Beis Shmuel says the kedushin could work, even though he can't be maknet because it's ene b'shusay. But he says that if both the shaloi and both the one who owns it and the gazlan are both maskim together, it's not a problem of ene b'shusay. They're both maskim to it. Shaloi and ene b'shusay is a pshad if the one who owns it can't do it against the will of the one that it's b'shusay. Who then the one b'shusay can't do against the will of the one shaloi? But if the one that it's b'shusay is maskim to the shaloi, then they could do it. That's what the Beis Shmuel says. And Simcha Chesiv Kan Dezayin and Evan Ezer, but the Avnim Lumayfenart and Sifkat Yid Gimel, he brings the Raya from the Sugya not that way. You see, Mefurish and Rabbeinu Meir not that way. You see, by the case of Tznuin, you can't say Zachin, even though there also the Shaloi wants to do it, and the Beshusa is not Ma'akev Adarab. Zachin Lanim Shalay Befanav. He'd rather you be paid it, but it doesn't work because neither of them could do it. The Shaloi doesn't have Kayach to do it. The Gazlan doesn't have any kayach to do it. Neither of them could do it. So even together, they can't do it. So the Ksai says, if the Gazlan's maskim to be makdashit, he thinks the hektish would work. Because it's no longer ene b'shusay. If you mask him to your makdashit, and that's what I want to do, so you mask him to give it back to me. We both mask him that it should be hektish. Mashenki, by Netter Ravai, by Ma'aseh Sheni, I'm not masking him to give it back to you. I want to keep it. I'm just masking that you should mechal it. So Vaitis Ene B'shusa, you see here Mefurish and Taisus, not like the Beis Shmuel. You see here Mefurish and Taisus, that's Be'etzim a problem. It's not the Pshat that the Ene B'shusa, the Gazlan can be Ma'akiv on the Baal to do it, but if he wants the Baal to do it, it works. Even if he wants the Baal to do it, it doesn't work. It's impossible for either of them to do it, and that's why Schia doesn't work. That's what you see L'chayah from Rabbeinu Meir. That's what Avdi Meluim says.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.